Okay, let's see. Jim's calling us from Spanaway. What's on your mind, sir?
Thanks for taking my call, Dr. Wright. I got two questions. One about one you went over with the omega-3 fish oil. I take 360 milligrams of omega-3 per day, and then I was wondering how much vitamin tocopherol I would take to offset that or go with it.
Well, those 360 milligrams of fish oil is a fairly small amount, sir. So if you had a multiple vitamin that had mixed tocopherols in it, you never mm-hmm. want to get a multiple vitamin that has only alpha tocopherol. Because the alpha puts things out of balance. It just, if the beta, delta, and gamma are missing, so it always has the same mixed tocopherols. Anyway, if you had a multiple vitamin that had 100 to 150 what are called international units or IU, then you can just rely on your multiple. Now, on the other side of things, if you get to taking enough fish oil, which some of us do, to settle down, for example, if we've got that elevated marker of inflammation in our bodies called C-reactive protein, some of us have to take about a tablespoon a day to get it done. In that case, the vitamin E goes up to about 400 international units.
400 international units. I can get that at Super Supplement and all kinds of cover up. Second question. If B1 is good for Parkinson's, what is the, talking about the B vitamins now, what is the B vitamins which you didn't mention, is good for dementia and Alzheimer's?
Okay. That one comes from research at the University of California at Irvine. I keep mentioning stuff like that just to let people know that all this we're talking about is based on real life research or clinical experience or both. There, they genetically engineered little mice to get human Alzheimer's disease. Because, of course, you can't do this kind of thing ethically in humans, so they had to genetically engineer the little mice.
Yeah.
Okay, the little mice all got human Alzheimer's disease. How they know? They biopsied their little mice brains, and sure enough, looks just like human Alzheimer's disease. But besides that, you know what mice do at universities? They run the maze, and these mice could no longer run the maze and get lunch, and they're getting kind of hungry and stuff. Okay, so what they do? They gave him vitamin B3, sir, niacinamide. And as one of the researchers was interviewed, I forget whether it was online media or what kind of media we interviewed him, but what he said was it was amazing, making a nice pun about the maze, that they're mice, they're not politicians, all the mice learned how to run that maze again after they'd been on niacinamide for a few weeks, and they biopsied their little mouse brains. And what did they find? They found that one of the big pieces of garbage that accumulates in Alzheimer's disease called tau protein, T-A-U protein, had dropped dramatically inside the neurons, and apparently that allowed them to run the maze again, sir.
Get free. Now, good brand, Nature's Way niacinamide, 500 milligrams, non-flushing. Is that going to be okay?
It's going to be okay, sir. However, it also comes in 1,000 milligrams, which means you don't have to swallow as many pills, and I don't know if Nature's Way has that, but I know that there are companies who do. And if you need to find one of those companies, Toma Clinic Dispensary carries that, which does not mean you have to buy it there, but if you want to find one with larger capsules, there you go. Okay, now here's the thing. They gave those mice a fair amount. And particularly if the person we're worried about has either type 2 diabetes in their family or they have it themselves, one or the other, that person always, 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 because of the biochemistry of type 2 diabetes, needs more niacinamide than people who do for the same purpose compared to people who do not have any type 2 diabetes in their family. So if it's a do not have type 2 diabetes in my family case, then you can usually get by with 1,000 milligrams twice a day, and that's just fine, and particularly if you're using that 1,000 milligram capsules, one pill in the morning, one pill at night. But on the other hand, if we happen to have type 2 diabetes in the family, or we suspect we might have it because we get low blood sugar attacks or whatever,
mm-hmm. Yeah, then we suspect. Yeah, go ahead.
It has to be a total of 3,000 milligrams a day.
3,000. Okay.
Yeah, not 2,000. And the indication that it's too much niacinamide for any of us, which happens about one person in 100, no kidding, but it does happen, is we get a low-grade nausea, and if we do, okay, just cut the dose back and it'll go
back
away.
Off. Yeah,
that's it. There you go, sir.
Okay, one other question. the number for your dispensary to get these vitamins.
Oh, okay. Well, do you do computer stuff, sir?
Yeah.
Just go online, TahomaDispensary.com, and the phone number's right there.
TahomaDispensary.com. Thank you very much, Dr. Wright. You're very helpful.